blessing.
今天选读的经文记载在新约路加福音十章三十八到四十二节。会众请聆听上帝的话。他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接她到自己家里。她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事儿多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，您不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦忧，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”本周箴言，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。诗篇四十六节十节：“你们要休息，要知道我是上帝，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。”诗篇。
Amen. As you have heard through the scripture reading, we are in another familiar passage this morning.
我们刚刚读到的是一个很大家很熟悉的一个经文。
A story about Martha and her sister Mary.
是关于马大和玛利亚的故事。
But let's do a quick recap of the book of what we've looked through these past couple months.
让我们很快的来复习一下我们在过去几个月所看到的这些经文。
Today we are at the end of Luke chapter 10.
现在今天我们要看的是第十章，路加福音第十章最后一部分。
And so let's recap from the last time that we saw some names in the book of Luke, which was Luke chapter 9, verse 54.
先让我们来回忆一下上次我们听到有名字的是在什么时候，就是在路加福音第九章五十四节。
In case you don't remember, in Luke 9:54, we read about two brothers, James and John, J and J.
在路加福音第九章五十四节，我们看到了两个弟兄哦，就是雅各和约翰。
James and John are ready to call down fire from heaven on the Samaritans.
雅各和约翰他们已经准备好要吩咐火从天降临来烧掉这些撒玛利亚人。
Jesus rebukes them and they move on to another village.
耶稣却责备他们，他们又到了下一个村庄去。
Then we read of three individuals, no names given, that desired to follow Jesus to conclude Luke chapter 9.
那在第九章的最后一部分，我们看到了三个人，他们都想要来跟随耶稣，可是呢，我们都不知道他们的名字。
We then see Jesus appoint 72, sent out two by two into various towns and places that Jesus was prepared to go.
然后我们又看到了耶稣呢，就差派了七十二个人，让他们两个两个去，要去耶稣要他们去的地方做他要做的事情。
I believe Pastor Lee preached that sermon.
我相信是李牧师讲的这样子的一个道。
They do amazing things, but Jesus tells them not to rejoice in their works.But the fact that their names are written in heaven.
他们这七十二个人做了非常奇妙的事情，但是耶稣告诉他们说，不要因为他们所做的事情而高兴，要因为他们的名字记在天上而高兴。
We don't know the names of the 72, but he does, and that is what matters most, is it not?
我们并不知道这七十二个人的名字，但是呢，最重要的是耶稣，上帝知道。
Then we read a small portion about disciples, prophets, and kings. Again, no names.
然后我们又读到了一些关于有一些门徒、先知，还有国王。再一次，我们没有不知道他们的名字。
And last week, Pastor Ray preached. We heard from a lawyer who has presented a famous parable.
上个礼拜我们听到了朱牧师讲到了关于一个律法师，然后耶稣用一个比喻来跟他说。
And within that parable, we hear of a priest, a Levite, and a Samaritan.
在这个比喻当中，我们看到了一个祭司，一个利未人，还有一个撒玛利亚人。
Titles or labels, but no names.
我们只知道他们的这个标签，他们的头衔，但是呢，不知道他们的名字。
And today we close Luke chapter 10 with Martha and Mary, M and M.
今天我们要看路加福音第十章的最后一部分，我们看到两个人，一个是马大，一个是玛利亚，都是从马开始的。
Two people that we know by name.
这两个人我们知道他们的名字。
Why did I just review all of that?
我为什么要复习这些呢？
First point for us today.How often do we want to be recognized?
这就是我们今天要看到的第一点，我们有多少时候想要 被别人认识，让别人知道。
Yet what we see through these passages, it is most important that he knows your name.
但是从我们刚刚所看到的经文当中，我们知道最重要的不是别人知道我们的名字，而是他知道我们的名字。
We are to live faithfully unto him, not so others can recognize you.
我们要忠心的为主而活，并不是要别人来看到我们。
Simply living in response to him.
而只是忠忠心心的为主而活，来回应他。
So before we jump in, let's pray.
所以我们要开始讲道以前，我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for this morning of worship.
我们为今天早上的崇拜来感谢你。
We thank you for your word and your truth.
我们感谢你给我们的话语，还有你的真理。
We pray that you would open our hearts and our minds to you.
我们祷告你可以打开我们的心，打开我们的脑。
Would you guide us and lead us in your way?
帮助我们，带领我们。
Bless us with your presence.
祝福跟求你自己跟我们同在。
May we respond to you.
让我们能够回应你。
In life, in worship, and in love.
在我们的生命中，在我们的爱中，还有在我们的敬拜中，都能够对你有所回应。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Many times we hear the names Martha and Mary, and instead of names, we actually see them as labels.
我们常常会听到马大、玛利亚这两个名字，但是我们常常不用他们的名字，而把这两个名字变成一个标签。
What I mean by this is that we see Martha as someone that is overly busy, always doing things.
所以我们想到玛莎，我们就觉得马大就觉得好像是她是过度的忙碌，不断的在做事情。
And we see Mary as someone that is sitting at the feet of our Lord.
那我们想到玛利亚就觉得她是坐在主的脚前。
So we might say, I need to stop being such a Martha and be more like a Mary.
我们常常会可能会说，哦，我不应该做马大，我应该要更像玛利亚。
We end up using the names as labels.
所以我们把他的名字变成一个标签一样。
Think about doubting Thomas. Did he always doubt?
想想看多疑的多马，他是不是总是在多疑呢？
Imagine if Peter was only known for cutting off Malchus's ear.
我们试想哦，如果我们把彼得想成是那个总是砍下那个马勒古的耳朵的那个人。
Only to have Jesus heal and restore it.
然后耶稣就把那耳朵医治好了。
Would we begin to say, "Don't be a Peter"?
我们会不会说我们不要像彼得一样呢
？When someone acts impulsively,
所以当别人做事很冲动的时候，我们会说不要像彼得那样呢
？Yes, we know Peter was a passionate guy, but we also know there is so much more depth to him than just this one instance.
我们知道彼得是一个很冲动的人，但是除了这一件冲动的事情以外，彼得还是很有深度的。
One thing that I know for sure is I am glad that Luke did not record instances of my life for all to read about.
我觉得很欣慰的是，路加并没有写下我的生命、我的事迹来让大家来看。
I believe we can all understand this.
我想大家都了解这一点的。
Although we do not live in Bible times and our lives are not recorded for all to read about,
虽然我们不是生活在那个圣经的时代，我们的生活也没有被记录下来让大家来看。
We do live in a technologically advanced society with video and text and email.
我们确实生活在一个科技很发达的这个社会当中，我们有视频，有短信，也有电邮等等。
How terrible would it be for us to be labeled by a snapshot view of our lives?
我们如果只为了我们生活中我们做的一件小小的一个片段，然后被贴上的标签，这样是多么可怕的一件事情呢？
There's so much more to who we are.
我们不只是一 个小片段，我们的生活是一大个片段的。
Let's not do that to Martha here in this passage.
我们也不要对马大做同样的事情。
Let's learn from their lives just as if Jesus was finding a teachable moment within our very own life.
让我们从他们的身上来学啊，来学习，就像耶稣在我们的生命中会找到一些可教导的时刻来教导我们一样。
Let's start by seeing what we can learn about them here in this passage.
让我们看看从这一段中我们可以从他们的身上学到什么。
Verse 38, now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house.
在第38节我们看到了他们走路的时候耶稣进了一个村庄有一个女人名叫马大接他到自己家里。
Martha was welcoming. She welcomed Jesus into her home.
马大是很会欢迎别人的他把耶稣接到他的家里。
Verse 39, and she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching.
第39节这里说到了她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚在耶稣脚前坐着听她的道。
So Martha had a sister named Mary.
所以马大有一个妹妹叫做玛利亚。
And so now we meet Mary.
所以我们就看到了玛利亚。
And we know that Mary is Martha's sister and she is sitting with an listening to Jesus' teaching.
我们看到玛利亚是马大的妹妹然后她是坐在耶稣的脚前听她的讲道。
Now let's imagine in our own life.
那我们试想我们的生命啊。
We welcome Jesus into our home.
我们邀请接了耶稣到我们的家里来。
He greets everyone, settles in, and begins to teach.
他跟大家问好然后呢就坐下来开始教导。
We listen in a little bit, but we begin to look around at everybody sitting and we think about what we should bring out, water, crackers, light lunch, etc.
然后我也坐下来听了一下子然后呢我们就开始就看一看四周我是不是应该拿一些东西出来呢水啊饼干啊或者是一些简单的午餐呢
After all, we want to be a good host, especially because this is Jesus in our house.
我们当然是想要成为一个好主人，特别是耶稣在我们的家里呢。
With all this pressure built up inside, we move into the kitchen only to see that no one else within the house seems to be responding to this pressure.
所以我们就看到了这些需要，然后我就开始到了厨房去，然后我们就看到怎么在厨房里一个人都没有呢？没有人看到这些需要吗
？We move back to the living room and have a mini outburst.
然后我就回到客厅，然后开始发作了。
Verse 40 says, But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.
在第40节，我们看到了马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
I believe many of us can identify with Martha.
我相信很多人都能够跟马大一样，能有感同身受的感觉。
But it isn't our place to try and guilt people into action. Yet, how many times have we done so?
我们不应该让别人感到罪恶感，是为了要他们有所行动。可是我们常常这么做。
The Lord has shown me that I have done so inadvertently or on purpose more times than I would like to admit.
上帝也让我看到我自己在有意识、无意识之间，我也常常这么做啊。
Even with the right heart and intention, that was Martha's predicament, and it's truly humbling.
虽然我们的心态和动机好像也都是纯正的，就像马大一样。
The beauty in this is that Jesus responds to her so lovingly, as he has done so with myself, and he has done so, I believe, for you as well.
但是最美的事情是耶稣怎么样来回应马大，他是这么样的有爱心，就像他回应我们一样。
He appreciates the heart, but he also wants to relieve the pressure within and the weight upon our shoulders.
他是看到了他的心，他的动机，但是他也要拿掉他身上的重担。
Here is his response to Martha, but where Martha's name is, I challenge you to insert your own name.
我们现在看到的这个耶稣对马大的回应，现在大家试着把马大这个名字换成你自己的名字啊。
Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.
马大马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
This is not just a Martha and Mary moment.
这个不只是一个马大玛利亚的时刻。
This is not about being a Martha or being a Mary.
也不是说我要变成马大或者是玛利亚。
This is realizing that we all need to sit at his feet, to simply listen to him, to learn from him.
这整个事情就是让我们看到了我们必须要坐在耶稣的脚前，我们只需要听他的话，然后向他学习。
But I think we all already sense that, we feel that, we know that, but it's still a struggle to spend time with him.
但我相信大家也同样都有这样子的感觉，知道我们应该这么做，然后但是呢，还是很难做得到。
So this is not a time for us to feel guilted into such action. Otherwise, we fall back into the same pressure from within, and that weight upon our shoulders gets heavier.
所以这不是要让你觉得你很有罪恶感，我应该要做到。如果我们这样子做的话，我们就是那种压力又来了。
As Howard spoke downstairs in Converge, you can hold that weight for a little while, but over time, it gets heavier and heavier.
刚才贺华在我们楼下呢讲到了，你可以那个压力那种烦扰，你可以担的一阵子没有什么问题。
Conviction of the Holy Spirit is different from guilt.
但是担很久就会有很大的问题，所以圣灵让我们知罪跟罪恶感是不同的。
Conviction of the Holy Spirit spurs us up.Heavenward.
圣灵让我们知罪，它指的方向是让我们往上看。
We do not measure ourselves against each other or mankind.
我们并不是彼此比较，或者是跟其他人来比较。
We live in response to Him, God Almighty.
我们的生活是为了要回应这个全能的上帝。
We know that we will never measure up.
我们知道我们绝对没办法能够达到他的标准。
We know that we fall short.
我们知道我们会失败。
We know that we are in need of His grace and His mercy.
我们知道我们需要他的恩典，还有他的怜悯。
Sanctified, a life in progress.
所以成圣是一个生命的过程。
Convicted by His Spirit, yet free of guilt.
我们是让圣灵让我们知罪，但是我们却没有罪恶感。
For we know that He sees the full picture, knowing who we were created to be.
因为他看到了一切，知道我们是受造要成为怎么样的一个人。
So we trust him and so live in response to him.
所以我们信靠他，我们就过着一个回应上帝的生活。
As Pastor Ray spoke in his sermon last week, 行动，行动。Did I say that correctly? Yeah. I tried. Close enough, right?
牧师上个礼拜说到了心动还有行动
right? So heart stirred action follows for English, right? Okay.
所以就是心里动还有你的身体动。
So this is not about feeling guilty about how much more we should spend time with him.
这并不是说你要觉得有罪恶感，我到底要跟耶稣上帝花多少时间呢？
This is not even necessarily about feeling convicted by the Holy Spirit.
这也不一定是说你被所谓的被圣灵让你知罪。
But for those of us that do, let us respond accordingly, but not all of us will feel convicted.
那有些人真的是圣灵让他知罪的，那我们就回应圣灵，但是并不是每一个人都有这样子一个感觉。
Rather, this passage shows us loving invitation.
那今天我们看的这段经文最主要的是一个爱的邀请。
This is Jesus saying, Martha, I am here.
这耶稣是说马大，我在这儿。
If you would like to sit and listen, it will not be taken from you either.
如果你想要坐下来要听的话呢，这也不会被夺去的。
It is the one thing that is necessary, but it will not be forced upon us.
这是一个必须做的事情，但是我并不会强迫你去做。
He knows that there is much upon our plate, even many good things, ministry things, leadership things.
他知道在我们这个生活盘这个盘子上有很多事情要做，也可能是事工的事情，也可能是关于领导的事情。
And Jesus extends that loving invitation to us. One thing is necessary. I am here.
但是耶稣呢，却向我们提要 放出了这样子的一个邀请，说我在这。
If you would like to sit with me, listen, learn, come, I am here to lead you.
如果你想要坐在我的脚前，要来听我的，请来，因为我会带领你的。
Many times this pressure and weight only gets heavier the more that you desire to be a good, faithful servant leader for him.
而且呢，如果你更想要 越来越想要成为一个他的忠心的仆人领袖的话呢，这样子压力好像会越来越大。
And so to that aspiring and or faithful servant leader that feels that pressure.
所以对于那些有这样子的压力的这种仆人领袖们。
He reminds us one thing is necessary.
他告诉我们只有一件事情是不可缺的。
It is so easy for us to get caught up in what needs to be done that we fail to sit with the people that he sends us to.
有时候我们就会好像就一直忙于好像应该要做的事情，然后呢没有花时间去跟那些人是耶稣送到我们身边的人在一起。
I often felt guilty about that as he revealed that unto me before.
我常常就有这样一个罪恶感，他以前也向我显示过。
Guilty feeling to being recognized conviction of the Holy Spirit.
有时候是有罪恶感，然后后来我就会有就圣灵让我知罪。
But then loving invitation for myself as a servant leader to sit with him, learn from him, and his loving and gracious heart.
最后我就感受到了这是他对我一个爱的邀请，让我坐在他的脚前，然后向他学习，听他说话。
See, as we conclude Luke chapter 10, we see this throughout the chapter.
所以我们要结束路加福音第十章的时候，我们看到了这整章。
To the 72, rejoice that their name is in heaven.
对那72个门徒来说，他跟他们讲说，你要因你他们的名字记录在天上而欢喜。
To the lawyer, you cannot save yourself, you need to be saved.
对那个律法师，他说了，你无法救你自己，你需要被救。
To Martha, take time to sit and receive from me.
对马大，他说了，花时间坐下来，从我这儿领受。
Realize that throughout Luke 10, what we see is that it is about what he has done for us.
在这整个第十章中，我们看到的是他已经为我们做了什么。
Rather than what we feel we must do for him.
而不是我们应该为主做什么。
Luke 10 helps us to realize that it is truly all him.
这个路加福音第十章让我们看到了所有的一切都是因为他。
Everything comes from him.
在我们的生活中，所有的一切都是从他而来。
And that all that we do is lived out in reflection of his love, his light, his goodness within our very own lives.
我们所要做的就是在我们的生命中能够体现出他的爱、他的光明，还有他的良善。
So why would I ever need to have my name recognized?
所以我为什么需要让人家知道我这个人的名字呢？
Because the name that I truly bear is his.
事实上我这个名字应该就是他的名字。
I reflect him.
我是反映出耶稣还有上帝来。
As Howard preached downstairs in Converge, true Christianity is loving Christ and trusting Christ and enjoying Christ.
就像特华刚才在我们英文堂说到了真正的一个基督徒是要信靠上帝，爱上帝，然后呢，真的是享受上帝。
You see, it is too easy to live life busy, seeming to know what we are doing, only to get lost and confused in the midst of it all.
所以有时候我们真的是太忙碌了，忙着做这个做那个，然后我们就感到迷失而且很迷惑。
I thought I had it all together, but the truth is, He is the one that holds all things together.
我们以为一切都在我们自己的计划之中，但是事实上，所有掌控一切的只有他。
We also have to realize that Jesus himself took time away in solitude with God, the Father, on numerous occasions.
我们也看到了耶稣他自己总是会拨出一些时间来呢，单独的跟上帝亲近。
He knew he had access to the Father and he continually sought time with the Father.
他知道，耶稣知道他随时可以到天父的面前，而且他持续的都花时间跟天父同在。
His disciples often saw the schedule and the tasks at hand.
他的门徒常常看到的就是说，我现在该做什么。
Can we not identify with that?
我们是不是也可以跟门徒一样呢？
How could Jesus be breaking away at a time like this?
耶稣怎么可能会有时间去跟天父同在呢？
Yet Jesus knew what was needed. He was not subject to what others thought was needed.
耶稣知道什么是必须的，是需要的，并不是别人认为什么是最需要的。
So let us follow him and his lead, just as Martha and Mary did.
让我们跟马大、玛利亚这样子，就是跟随耶稣的带领。
Knowing that we have access to him.
知道我们随时都能够来到他的面前。
May we accept his loving invitation.
让我们接受他对我们爱的邀请。
Not by guilt.
并不是带着罪恶感而来。
Maybe by conviction.
可能是因为受圣灵让我们知道我们自己的缺乏。
But most importantly, in response to love, to his love.
但最重要的是对他爱的邀请的一个回应。
With that, amen, and let's pray.
好，那我们就来结束，一起来做个结束祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for your great love.
我们为你的爱来感谢你。
We thank you how you bring peace when it seems chaotic.
当我们在一团混乱之中的时候, 你带来的却是平安。
We thank you that you are love, that you are peace, that you are life.
你就是爱, 你就是光明, 你就是良善。
And Lord, as life gets more confusing at times,
有时候我们的生活充满了混乱。
Would you help us to follow after you?
帮助我们能够跟随你的脚中行。
That we might see true life.
让我们才能够真正看到真的生命。
That we might be able to be a beacon of light in a world that is filled with darkness.
所以在这个充满黑暗的世界中，我们才能成为这一扇的光明。
But Lord, let us not try to shine our own light.
主啊，求你帮助我们，不是让我们闪耀自己的光芒。
Let us learn how to best reflect your light.
帮助我们知道怎么样来反映出、体现出你自己爱的光芒。
So fill us.
充满我们。
Guide us.
带领我们。
Lead us.
引导我们。
We thank you, Lord God.
我们感谢你，耶稣上帝。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.